Today on the Conservative Asian Podcast, we're back after a brief scare, shall we say. And a lot's been happening, too much to handle. I'll listen more on the Conservative Asian Podcast. All right, folks. Sorry. I didn't have much of a show last week. There was a little bit of a scare. It wasn't COVID related. It was something else. But things are a little bit better now. The moment has, I think, passed for us. And so things will be hopefully a lot better. But yes, just took some time off to take care of my wife. Not a big deal. I'll do it in a heartbeat, no matter what. Meanwhile, as all of this is happening and we've missed a whole lot of news coverage, I don't even know where to begin anymore. There's so much things to talk about in recent times that there are some days I wish I had like an assistant who would just gather these things for me. Sometimes, you know, in moments where I can't prep or I can't plan enough. But regardless, here we are. And so one of the biggest things moving forward or happening is of the trucker convoy that's still happening in Canada. Our Canadian brothers to the north are continuing their protest. And now the silliest of things is happening inside of Canada. So for we'll start what's actually happening in Canada. So truckers are still in Ottawa, I guess you could call it the capital of Canada, I guess. And they're right in front of City Hall. They're jamming up everything. They're protesting. They're honking 24/7. No rest in the city of Ottawa, at the very least. And so, what does namby-pamby, wimpy, beta male Justin Trudeau do? He finally poked his head out of his little bunker, or wherever the hell he was hiding. And then, he made it illegal to honk for the next 10 days. That's right, folks. It is illegal to honk. Because, you know, right, if you've ever been around big rigs and semis, man, their horn is loud on purpose, right? It's very important that they get your attention quickly. So they were doing all of that, making noise, whatever, whatever. So Beta Trudeau introduced some kind of law or something or other banning the honking. Of course, that didn't stop any of them from continuing to honk and make noise and do all these kinds of things. And Justin Trudeau came out and said they're Nazis with swastikas, which is a blatant lie, because of all the video and all the footage and all of the pictures, we know it's anything but. We know there's been prayer groups, there's been rallies, there's been people bringing them food, water, gasoline. And that's another part of this too, is that now the Canadian police, I was going to say Mounties, but that's not right, but the Canadian Gestapo is now preventing people, arresting people for delivering gas and food to the truckers. How do they know? I don't know, but they're doing it. They're doing it. There's some video out there. They're doing it. Is that stopping the momentum? Is that stopping the movement? Of course not. Of course not. They are still going strong. The biggest thing in all of this is that the nonprofit charity organization GoFundMe blocked $11 million of donations that were meant to go to the truckers, to the organization that's helping the truckers. Okay, so in a statement, GoFundMe said that they are blocking this account for the truckers, and that they're going to, and this is the really sick part, they're going to redistribute the funds to other charitable organizations instead, which is blatantly theft. That is not donation, okay? So, GoFundMe, if you don't know how it works, GoFundMe, and I know this because we tried to do this for our school at one time before our really previous crappy principal shot it down. But GoFundMe, you can create a campaign, you can create a cause, you know, whatever. You could basically do it for almost nearly anything. I've seen people do a GoFundMe for their vacations. And I talked about this a little bit before, but screw that, son. I ain't donating so that you can take a vacation. That's the stupidest thing I've seen. I want a vacation. So why am I going to put my money towards yours? You selfish, ignorant slobs. In any case, so GoFundMe, it's a charitable organization. People raise up money, and I've seen, in the past, I've seen, you know, great things accomplished, great money's raised, you know, paying for people's funerals, medical bills at sometimes, you know, basically pretty much anything. And you decide, that's the one of the good things, is that you decide what to put your money into, your donation into, okay? So, when creating this GoFundMe and this account for these truckers and all of this kind of stuff, right, you would think, all right, cool, good, awesome, fabulous, wonderful, it's going to go to these people. And the executives at GoFundMe said, no, sorry, we're going to just hold on to your money. You can ask for it back, but you have to ask for it back. If you don't ask for it back, we're going to just hold on to it. That is a lawsuit with everybody that's donated money. I guarantee you, if they haven't pressed charges yet against GoFundMe, they will. They absolutely will. And you will not see GoFundMe ever again. In fact, after this stunt, this isn't the first time that GoFundMe has done something like this. This isn't the first time that GoFundMe has blocked campaigns. Kyle Rittenhouse, another example where people were trying to raise money for Kyle Rittenhouse's bail and things like that, and GoFundMe stopped it. But you know what GoFundMe didn't stop? GoFundMe didn't stop a fund to release criminals from BLM riots. Which notable politicians, including Joe Biden, AOC, and Kamala Harris, donated to. So, GoFundMe is done as an organization. Don't. If you see a campaign on GoFundMe, you tell that campaign person to use somebody else, use something else. Like really, really. Okay. Now there's another organization that says Give Go Send, or Give Send Go, or something like that, which is like, it's like the alternative to GoFundMe. You know, like how there's Uber and what's the other one? Lyft, there we go, holy smokes, right? So same thing, and now that Go Send Give, or Give Send Go, raised about $9 million. And that money's going straight to damn truckers, let me tell you what, okay? And so, where there's darkness, there's always light, all right? And this is a prime example, because there is an incredible amount of darkness, even in what quote-unquote charitable organizations. They're nothing but puppets, and they're nothing but pawns. Instead of it just being neutral like they were, and actually, I don't even know, okay? As far as public knowledge is concerned, GoFundMe used to be neutral. Used to be, and I use that word very judiciously, because we didn't see it. But after things like BLM, after things like Kyle Rittenhouse, after things like this in Canada, GoFundMe is not neutral. GoFundMe is not non-discriminatory. GoFundMe is just another pawn. What do they think? They're going to lose credibility? They don't have any credibility. The only credibility is that they post, or they're a site that anybody can make anything to donate to. And now, that goes against their whole mission. That goes against the entire reason that they exist. So we're going to see, hopefully, GoFundMe go down. It should be go defund you. anyway. But yes, and so kudos to these truckers, man. They are hauling it. And meanwhile, here in the States, they are looking to organize one. It's supposed to happen soon. It's going to go all the way from the bottom part of California, I think. And they're going to caravan it all the way to D.C. Good.
Good. They should.
We should. And I'll donate to that cause, too. I'll donate to that cause, too. And even here in Hawaii, we're supposed to have one. It's going to be at the end of the month. And you, I know what you're thinking to yourself. How is that going to work? Because you guys just live on an island. I understand that. I understand that all too well. And so, unfortunately, or fortunately, we're just going to clog up all of the streets all the time. I mean, it's not the first time that something like this has happened here. They've done it for Mauna Kea. They did it for BLM at the height of the pandemic, which is how you knew that none of this was serious or real. Right? So, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with this Freedom Convoy. One of the downsides about working at my new job is that it is like in the prime time, or my hours are like in the prime time of when everything is happening. So I, and as much as I would love to be there, as much as I would love to participate, sorry guys, you know, one of the unfortunate things that's happening too is that we're supposed to get training, we're supposed to receive some things here locally because our elections are ramping up and you're slowly seeing, don't forget guys, election season is happening and you're sitting members are trying to twist and pervert the message. Okay? Just letting you know. And it's coming out now. They're trying to do fluff pieces. They're trying to look good. They're trying to appease the public and make all of this whatever, whatever. I'm telling you, these people that are in office haven't worked a damn day in their life. They haven't worked a blue-collar job. They don't know what it's like to be a minimum wage worker. They don't know. They don't know what it's like to grow up in the public school system, most of them. They don't know what it's like to go hungry. They don't know what it's like to, I don't know, work two jobs, three jobs. They don't know any of those kinds of things. They just mooch off and do whatever. So, again, let that be a reminder, folks, right? Like, they do not know you. They do not understand you. They do not represent you. Okay? Because they don't know. They don't know you. They don't know what it's like. And that is the very sad reality. They can say it all they want. They can say it as, you know, of course, oh, we understand, oh, we're of the people. They're not. I'm telling you, they're not. When have you last seen your representative in the public? When have you last seen your representative shopping in the same shopping places that you do? When have you last seen your representative working a normal job? If you can't think of a time, that should tell you everything about your candidate or the person who's sitting in office right now. Don't forget, they let this happen. Don't forget, we're in the third year of COVID. We're in the second and a half year of lockdowns. Don't forget, we've never left a lockdown. We've never been free since 2020. And yet, they want your vote. They pledge to do better. They pledge to change things. They pledge to what? They've been in office 10, 15, 20 years. They're Joe Biden. They're basically like Joe Biden. In office all of this time, saying they're going to fix the problems, and they are the direct cause of those problems. You wonder why people are pissed, and the people in like all of the whatever parliament in Canada. Justin Trudeau doesn't understand. People don't understand here. Their representatives, senators, they don't understand why people are so upset. That's the problem, folks. That is the biggest problem. We need to step up. Because I'm telling you, what's happening in Canada with the lockdowns and their tyrannical overreach. I'm telling you that our local leaders, Emperor Ige, is looking at places like Australia, places like Canada, and looking to mimic and copy what they're doing. It's not, they look at it. And the crazy thing about it is, we still think, I still think in the back of my mind that Hawaii is a place worth fighting for. I do. Part of it is too because I'm very scared about leaving and picking up and leaving home. But at the same time too, Hawaii is a lovely, wonderful place with some wonderful, lovely people. It's just that the terrible people have turned it into such a hellhole, into such a crap hole that all of that is gone. All of that is gone. It's no surprise. No surprise living here. We'll be right back. All right. Meanwhile, the Olympics is happening. I know. So riveting. So exciting. So nobody cares. In fact, this year is the lowest rating for the Olympics ever. Part of that is because nobody cares about the Olympics. Part of that is because the people who are in the Olympics don't represent America. And we also have defectors. So there's numerous athletes who have traded in their U.S. citizenship in order to compete for Team China instead. A lot of Chinese Americans. And so, first of all, you have the freedom to choose. Second of all, don't come back. Period. So there's none more famous than this apparent figure skater. She was part of Team USA, or she was a U.S. citizen. She renounced her citizenship, went over to China, and then came in last place. Twice. She fell down during both of her routines. It was not looking good. She's probably going to die in China. They're probably going to kill her. Let me tell you what. Anyway, so a lot of this is happening in China. Again, nobody cares. There is a shocking video of Denmark, I think. It's a news organization covering the Olympics live. And some Chinese Gestapo pulled them off the air live. Like, he's talking and they're filming and whatever. And then this Chinese official, quote unquote, came out here and started dragging him away off camera. Yeah, folks, China. Woohoo, isn't that? And we could go on and on. And honestly, there's actually just too much to talk about when it comes to China, especially the connection of Biden, the entire Biden family and China, which more and more often, actually, more and more light is being shed on that situation, which doesn't look too good. Compromising things and things like that that should have been evident the last 40 years that Joe Biden has been in office or held a government position. But regardless, nobody's watching the Olympics. Nobody cares. I don't care. Oh, one of the good news, one of the bright news is about news from the Olympics is that U.S. soccer team star Megan Rapinoe, remember she was making all that big stink and whatever, she's not on the roster for the upcoming Summer Olympics, I think, because soccer is in the summer, I think. She's not on the roster. Good. Good. Take her down. If not. Okay. And so all of that's happening. And again, here in the States, propaganda reigns supreme, talking about how good China is and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So. And it's no secret. That's the sad part about it all. Is there's no secret that the Chinese have committed crimes against humanity. It's no secret that you know, the atrocities that China's committed, and yet we still go with it. Stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid. But whatever. Who cares? Who cares? Another thing about who cares is this whole thing with Joe Rogan. Who the hell cares about Joe Rogan? Joe, number one, you're a great guy. I like that you're open-minded. I like that you're strong in your beliefs. I like that you talk to people. I like that you have these conversations on your podcast. I wish it was a little bit shorter, not 3-4 hours long. But I dig it. You just continue to be you and screw everybody else. I don't understand. Stupid. It's just stupid. It's unbelievable. Joe, if you're listening, I mean, you're not listening, but if you listen to Joe Rogan's podcast, you know how he is. You know who he is, basically. Who cares? Honestly, who cares? Yep. Ah. That has to be the stupidest thing. But, folks. I don't know what else to tell you guys. I don't know what else to tell you. Everything is a distraction. Everything is a distraction from what is and what should be focused upon. Like government corruption. Yeah. So. Meanwhile, here locally, we're still locked down. We still have COVID scare. COVID. Unbelievable. Speaking of unbelievable, okay, we talked about this early on when we stopped working. And we had high hopes for our union. Which I understand is misplaced hope. And boy, did we get a stark reminder. Or did I get a stark reminder. Because in the mail... Because we haven't been working, we haven't been getting a paycheck. And if you didn't know, here in Hawaii, the teachers union takes their union dues directly from your paycheck without your permission. Okay? Without your permission. So, we haven't been getting paid. I haven't been getting paid. And so, guess what happened? Guess what happened? Yesterday, I got some mail from the union. Oh, goody. Goody, goody gumdrops. Opened it up. You know what it said? I haven't been paying my union dues. I owe this much. Please send payment. That's right, folks. That's right. The union, my union, who was supposed to represent me, who was supposed to protect me and my rights during this entire time, has the balls to come out and say, please, sir, we need your money. Can you believe the balls? I sat there and I stared at it because even I didn't understand. Okay? Even I didn't. How could they possibly think that would be okay? Right? Like I'm not here to, like, you know, some people are going to get a very angry phone call soon. And I may make somebody cry. Am I going to feel bad about it? Probably not. But it must be done. And it must be said. And things must happen. In order for these people to learn. that that is by far and away not okay. You don't do that. So, anyway, I'm going to make somebody cry today. Somebody is going to have a very bad day. And the sad part about it is, that the person that I'm talking to, it's not their fault. You know? It's not their fault. So I'm going to try my very best to find the person whose fault it is in order to make them cry. Because I will. I think at this point, part of the reason why I've been keeping my mouth shut and I haven't been going public and all this kind of stuff is because I understand the ramifications that happen. I mean, look at how it is right now, you know? Though we're being smart by playing some defense, by letting things play out, I'm not trying to burn any bridges, but man, something has to be done and something has to be said. And the sad part about it too is that because I have a new job now too, part of me is very hesitant because I also don't want to put that job in jeopardy as well. You know, because once you come out and once you start saying things, man, it's just unfortunately, right? Unfortunately. And I guarantee that's why a lot of people out there, a lot of people are still scared. A lot of people, you know, despite this momentum that's happening, it's disgusting. It is sick, you know. And it's not like I spend my time at work in my new job saying these things. In fact, I do my very best not to. I do my very best to stay out of it. I do my very best not to bring up things at all that are controversial. Because I don't know. I don't know what people think. I don't know what people believe. You know? And so it's like, I want to be very, very clear when it comes to these types of things, right? So, yeah. But I get it, guys. I get it. Trust me. We tried to do this on the up and up. We tried to do this the right way. You know, not saying that people did it the wrong way or anything like that, because honestly, this whole thing was new. Nobody really knew what to do, where to go, who to talk to, or anything like that, because none of it was clear. And that, again, that was part of the plan, right? That was part of the move to make sure that nobody knew anything. So, yeah, you know, it is one of those things, and I don't know what to tell you. You know, yeah. So, anyway, that's where we're at. That's what's happening. That's what's going on. There is no end in sight when it comes to things like COVID, when it comes to any of these kinds of things. People seem to have forgotten that there is no longer any test for COVID. Emergency use authorization ended at the beginning of the year. Yet we're still testing. But how do we have enough tests? We don't. And yet somehow we have enough tests for these drive-thrus and these clinics and things like that. You know? The sad part about it is that we're so entrenched here that even other blue states, California, Oregon, Delaware, they're going to lift their mask mandates in schools. Why are we still masking, folks? The CDC themselves came out and said masks don't work. You need KN95, N95. You need these high-grade masks. Which we knew from the very beginning. The very beginning. that they told us, nah, you don't need that. Just, nah, don't worry about it. Oh, now you need a mask. Oh, but, you know, cloth mask is fine. As long as something covers your mouth and nose. It's just stupid. Unbelievably stupid. And the sad, again, the really sad part about all of this is that there are still people who believe. Who believe in this kind of crap? That's the really sad part. Anyway, this has been the Conservative Asian Podcast, and we'll catch you guys next time.